Welcome to Influencer Marketing with FameBit. FameBit is an influencer marketplace where for those of us with a following on social media, we can offer our services up to brands who want to pay money for specific content to be created. For example, I offer up my YouTube channel in exchange for money to tell a specific story about a brand, for example, to review a brand's products or to play a certain video game, and then I put that out. Some of us call this sellout streams online. Others call it selling your soul. Others call it making a living. The bottom line is FameBit is, I think, the leading place where you can do brand collaborations. The minimum to use FameBit is 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. Once you've got 5,000 subscribers, the minimum for a brand to hire you is $100. And at my level, it says I'm supposed to get 250,000 subscribers that I can expect $1,000 on there. And I deleted the rant out where I went on about why this brand tried to rip me off for 200. Anyway, I didn't need to put that this early on in the video. You're like, oh my God, I still don't know what you're talking about. This is a tutorial on how to use FameBit, the influencer marketplace. I am showing you this free preview from my video course. My video course is on Skillshare. This is FameBit.com. I'll give you the beginning or about half of the course here for free. Then if you'd like the rest of the course, will you please go to JerryBanfield.com. And I couldn't apparently can, there we go. JerryBanfield.com. Click on this Influencer Marketing with FameBit course over here, and you can take the full course on Skillshare. I put out new courses on Skillshare every week. I've got 58 right now. I'm always learning something new for your benefit. If you'd like to get more than that, you can go to my partners at jerrybanfield.com/partners. You can click on this. We've got weekly calls. I've got an influencer mastermind, an online entrepreneur support group. It's really helpful. This is where we collaborate and do amazing things together. This is what I actually submitted to FameBit to promote myself. So I also, as a part of this course I'm showing you a free preview of here, I went through and submitted my own campaign to promote my partner program on FameBit. After all, I have a mastermind for influencers and online entrepreneurs. Where better to promote it than the entrepreneur and influencer marketplace? This is a look at the FameBit homepage. It says, according to them, it's a leading marketplace for influencers, and it uses the data from your social media accounts. It's got great YouTube data. If you're a brand, meaning an advertiser, you can look through in pretty good detail the views and the audience demographics of any YouTube channel you're considering working with. You can ask why influencer marketing. I've noticed almost the only way I actually discover something new now is when someone recommends it. I am nearly immune to ads. I also am using a Brave browser, which blocks ads. And I avoid any type of advertising anywhere because I know it does work. Therefore, I avoid it. And then the little bit of advertising that can cut through it is consciously ignored. Influencer marketing, meanwhile, is able to consistently cut through people's filter, except if you filtered out and didn't watch this video, I guess you wouldn't even know the difference. But if you're here on my podcast or on my video or on my blog, then you can see that it does work because you're actually here and you're actually paying attention to this dude online. And that's the idea of an influencer. You might ask, what exactly, Jerry, is an influencer? An influencer is, according to FameBit, someone who's got at least 5,000 YouTube subscribers. However, a more broad definition, we're all influencers if we have any type of following on social media at all. The only kind of idea that sets an influencer apart from a regular person is that quantity means more influence, which is not true at all. One person can have a massive influence on another person, while one person like me can have almost no influence on millions of people. The idea of an influencer is based on that you have a big following, and therefore whatever you say is influential. If anything I say is influential, that's both exciting and scary, isn't it? buy Steam. No, don't buy Steam. Whichever one of those messages you want to take that are completely contradictory, you see, that's influencer marketing. What's really nice about influencer marketing is it's a much more natural way to promote something. I notice that when I'm doing a podcast ad for something, I find it's very powerful for me to advertise whatever I'm doing. For example, I'm promoting Anchor.fm on my podcast. I'm promoting it in my own voice. I am imagining that for something like my entrepreneur online partner group mastermind, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? At jerrybayfield.com/partners, what more effective way to promote it than to have influencers who are qualified to join the group promote it? Influencer marketing allows the natural word of mouth recommendation to somewhat take place. When you make it clear it's a paid sponsorship, of course, that could make it less valid in some people's minds, but the idea is you've got someone with an established following, you're kind of triggering word of mouth marketing instead of just doing kind of spammy ads where you give whoever money and we'll just show it in the middle of everything else without anyone specific recommending it. I imagine influencer marketing is the wave of the future, as continually there seems to be this push towards content creators, towards people like me, who just put crap out every day, and then to work with those specific people to promote products. It seems collectively we are continuing to get more and more fed up and working together to find ways to block spam type ads where you just pay one company a bunch of money and they show your ads to a bunch of people just because a bunch of people come to their website. Ad blockers, browsers like Brave, where it's got a built-in ad blocker and it is super easy to use off Google Chrome. I did another video and podcast episode on that. That seems to be the wave of the future, that most of us don't want to get interrupted with irrelevant ads or ads generated by being tracked and having a bunch of things follow us around. Therefore, influencer marketing is something, if you're looking to advertise, this is something I'm very excited to give a try as a brand myself. And this is something I'm making available as an influencer as well. So I'm fully participating in this. I made a Skillshare course that I imagine will be useful for you to discover FameBit and to get into influencer marketing. I've done a free preview of it here. I've managed to find 8 minutes to talk about the introduction here. And what I'll do next is I'll show you a few videos from the course. We will go over, I basically refilmed this so I can stay within Skillshare's terms and condition. I pretty much just refilmed the beginning of this right here instead of putting the actual ones in from the course. Then what I've dropped in specifically from the course is the sponsorship opportunities and maximizing ROI. So if you haven't signed up for FameBit or haven't or considering it, I provide some insights on how to maximize your return on investment. I had a rant that's in the course about what's most annoying, with the idea being if you've got a following, you don't want to waste a bunch of your time applying to a bunch of irrelevant brands. Just keep it focused. Only work with ones you really want to work with or that might be a really good opportunity, and make ongoing relationships. I then have a video talking about what price you should set or expect depending on what side you're on. And I also go into detail on what it looks like as you create a campaign as a brand. That way, if you're brand new to influencer marketing, you might find this really helpful to decide if you want to put some of your advertising budget into working with influencers on FameBit. I currently am moving away from paying big companies to advertise, and I'm moving to paying individuals directly through influencer marketing, because if I can have a choice to just have ads spammed all over by a big company, or I can pay someone directly, potentially make a relationship with them, and then reach their following, that seems like a lot better use of my money, and it's a lot more personal. Finally, I took out the pricing video, and I'll just show you this again. This is the pricing on FameBit. You've got a 10% service fee for brands and creators. Basically, it's about 20%. So if I'm a brand, I haven't seen whether it's approved or not, but I submitted mine up to $1,000 per influencer to make a video promoting my partner program. If that is accepted then, and I pay an influencer with a following about the size of mine, $1,000 to make a video, then what I do is I pay $1,100 to Famebit. Famebit takes 10% off what I pay. Then the creator gets $1,000 and Famebit takes another 10% off of their end. Therefore, I pay $1,100 as the brand. The influencer gets $900 of that $1,100. Famebit takes the 10% service fee twice. And that seems pretty reasonable compared to, say, when YouTube ads run on my videos. In that case, Google takes something like 40 or 50, maybe even more of a percent than that. And when I do ads on my podcast, with using Anchor.fm as my sponsor, they don't take anything. But if I use any other sponsor, they take 30%. So 20% service fee. 20% service fee. Not P. Who takes a 20% service fee? 20% service fee seems pretty reasonable for using Famebit. All right, thank you for getting started with this. I'm very grateful you're here. I imagine if you enjoyed listening to me talk this long, you'll love my courses on Skillshare because there's no ads. You get a 2-month free trial, and I'm very grateful when you sign up for Skillshare using the links from any of these courses on jerrybanfield.com. Then I get $10 from Skillshare for the referral, plus I get maybe a cent for every minute you watch in the course. That might be too generous. Probably less, I think 3,000, I think, yeah, about 1 cent per minute you watch in a course. So if you have a choice, and man, please do have a choice. Life is better with a choice. It's great if you enjoy listening to me talk and watching my videos. Skillshare is a very good place to support me as a content creator. And you get access to something like 25,000 other paid video courses on Skillshare as well with one membership. It is like the Netflix of education. It's awesome. So thank you very much for getting started with this. Now I'll give you a few videos directly out of the course here for you. If you are willing to look through the brands that are on here, I think there's some great opportunities to work with brands you're already using or you're interested in trying. I did that. I looked through all the different brands, found one thing I was really excited about, and applied to it. The nice thing is with these proposals, they kind of come and go. So this is something you could check every few weeks or every month or two. All you need is to find something you really like and are excited about and pretty much would share with your audience for free anyway, and then get paid for it. To me, that's the real good opportunity here, is to share something you would love to do for free anyway, and then why not get paid for it and collaborate with the brand? The ideal scenario that I see is an ongoing working relationship with the brand. Just doing these for $100 or a couple hundred dollars is not necessarily going to even be worth your time, when if you've already got 5,000 plus subscribers or followers, there's probably lots of things you could be doing anyway. You probably have lots of opportunities. It's a matter of effectively managing the opportunities you already have. The opportunity here to me that seems to be great is if you could find a brand you liked working with and repeatedly make videos for them over and over again, or if they had an affiliate program you could participate in and repeatedly sell that over and over again. These are the sponsorships. If you click on the sponsorship tabs, this is how you find brands. You can also find them by channel. For example, if you just want Twitter, you can just look through here for Twitter. And then in theory, things should be pretty easy for Twitter. You should be able to just tweet something out. And I might test this out on myself to just try tweeting one of these out here. But again, you have to go through the entire proposal process for this. And I think the minimum might be $100 to pay out. Therefore, if I can get $100 to tweet something, yeah, I will certainly tweet that. So like this one, A Power Mirror is an app I already use. Then if you click on it, it pulls up this interface to the right. You can get up to $500. You can see about the product and service over here. It tells you what it is, tells you what they're looking to do with the campaign goal. Then if you go down here on the lower right, you click send proposal. This is where you can make your proposal. And I can go over here and put in, now it looks like you can take Twitter off, but you cannot take YouTube off. So keep that in mind. If you have secondary channels on this, like Tumblr or Vine, I think you have to put in a YouTube video. Then you can put in additional for, say, Twitter or other accounts, but it looks like you can't take off YouTube on this. So you are not going to essentially get away with just doing a tweet. You will need to do a video and then do an additional tweet to it, it looks like, as well. It might depend on whatever the advertiser set up, though. If the advertiser just has something like this is a just a Tumblr one, so I actually can't send a proposal because I don't have a Tumblr blog. So if the advertiser has not selected YouTube on it, that's the only way you'll be able to do it. But it look, since this is a marketplace by YouTube, almost all the advertisers have YouTube on here, and therefore if you click to make a proposal for almost any of them, it looks like you, some of these you can't take off any of your accounts. You can't choose to not use them. All the ones we've seen so far, you cannot take YouTube off. So you pretty much need to make a YouTube video for almost all of these. What you can do also is go up here. You can put all on over here. You can filter by category. For example, I do gaming and apps. I can just look through here. This one is potentially interesting. I get a lot of people asking about what gaming headset do I use? So if I click send proposal on this one, it might be worth me trying a new gaming headset. The downside is I pretty much need to buy this in order to do it, and that is calculated in my fee. You can see on here what kind of influencers they want as well. And then you have to consider the opportunity cost of not having these proposals go through. Realistically, there will be a bunch of proposals that aren't accepted. Therefore, if you're thinking it'd be nice to get $1,000 a video, which for me is the rate that is, FameBit suggests that that's the rate I should be working from. I'll show you that in the brand side of FameBit in a minute. If I consider $1,000 to get a video, how many times will I go through and submit proposals that get rejected before someone actually pays me $1,000? 10 times? How much time does it take to make each one of those proposals? How much time and mental energy to negotiate with every single one of those brands? Thus, this seems to be the best opportunity for high, big following advertisers. Now, I just said that because there you could get a higher return essentially on your time. That said, since this is probably a better deal for the bigger influencers, you might, if you've got a small niche following, might be able to do really well and get a consistent high approval rate and do good and make ongoing relationships with advertisers. Therefore, since even with my following, I'm at kind of an awkward amount where advertisers want to negotiate me down to a lower rate, and I expect that could happen at any level. The nice thing is if you've got a small following, you can't get negotiated. I don't think it goes below $100. So this might be a good opportunity. If you've got 5,000 subscribers, get on here. You might be able to find some awesome opportunities in the sponsorship. You can also filter by price. For example, if you just want to see the big ones, these are the biggest campaigns. Now keep in mind, as an advertiser, you can set these up front. So as an advertiser, as a brand, I can say I'll pay up to 10K, but that doesn't mean I'm actually going to pay up to 10K. That's my own self-definition of what I'll pay, meaning that I could say up to 10K as an advertiser, but really try and negotiate everyone way down from there. Thus, whatever, I don't know if it's even worth sorting on these. And I think one of the best ways to sort is to sort newest to oldest, because you can always scroll down and see what's new. And then if you've already scrolled through the ones before, you might not be worth looking at them again. This, I imagine, has a strong 80-20 to it, that there's a very small amount of these that are worthwhile to work with, and there's a lot of them that are almost a complete waste of time. The trick is to figure out which ones are really useful for you to work with and which ones are useful as a brand, which influencers are worth working with. Some of that you might only be able to figure out with trial and error. I've realized for me personally that I am going to just do my influencer marketing directly to my existing audience with a Fiverr gig, that I can't be bothered to go through and apply for sponsorships on here. Although I will still check this from time to time, because if I happen to already use something that gets added on here, or there's something I could easily order, then there's no reason for me not to just give it a shot and essentially make money producing something, or potentially make money. You see, I might not actually get any money out of applying for and sending a proposal in. So thank you very much. This has been a look at the sponsorship side. Next thing we'll do, we'll talk about setting a price. How much do we want to set our price for as influencers? Here is the data that YouTube is giving brands on Famebit in terms of what to expect. So this is on one of the final parts of creating your campaign. It says if you put $100, you should expect to get creator subs and followers between 5,000 and 25,000. If you put $250, it has a similar range. Therefore, $100 to $250 is reasonable between 5,000 and 25,000. If you go your maximum budget up to 500, it goes up to 100,000. With the maximum that it believes you're going to get applications from, based on, I guess, their previous data. If you go up to $1,000, therefore, if you're at where I'm at, it says maximum budget per content, you should expect to work with up to 250,000 followers for $1,000. Therefore, you can get an idea from this what to expect, and I say don't negotiate or take things less. I made my proposal for $500, which was very reasonable. And then the brand I work with tries to lame me down to $200. And instead of saying just no or not responding, then I accepted it. And I've learned from that. No, you set your budget, you set what you're willing to be able to do a video on, and don't budge from it. Don't negotiate. You've probably heard that negotiation is good. It's not. It makes it complicated. And everyone wants you to negotiate. I've got a new no negotiation policy. I set my price, and if you don't want it, too freaking bad. Once my price is set, I'm not interested in working with you if it's less than that and it's not open, it's not up for negotiation. Negotiation ruins things, because if you set a price and someone negotiates it to less, do you feel happy about that? No, there's a little resentment, like, this mother effer, I shouldn't have worked with him to start with. I shouldn't have allowed this lower price. You don't do as good a work. You want ongoing, successful, long-term relationships. Set a price, make a proposal, don't budge. Don't budge. If you are willing to work for less, just submit for less to begin with. So I think based on this, it's telling you if you can do up to $250, you can do higher if you want to, but if you've got up to 5,000 subscribers or anywhere in here, you can definitely do $250. And if you've got 10 times that, then you can do 1,000. And if you put it up to 2.5K, this says you can get up to 1,000,000 with a maximum of 2.5K. Then if you go to 5K, that says it's enough to get the entire range, to get the full range of creators on here. Thus, this I hope will give you an idea of where to set the price based on your gig. And I encourage you, do not negotiate with these brands. Do not budge. If they don't accept your initial proposal and they try and fool with you on price, do not budge. Just simply say, no, I submitted this to the price I felt good about, and it's not negotiable. you either do it for this or don't do it at all. And this way you can just focus on getting yes. I'm not interested as an influencer in ever again working with a brand that wants to negotiate and squeeze the most money out of me. I know what I'm worth and I'm not accepting less than that. So I encourage you, be ruthless about your own value. If you let people take advantage of you, and by take advantage, I mean make you work for less than you're excited to work for, you're hurting yourself. And you're giving them less value than you're capable of. No one wins when you submit a proposal for $500 and then they lame out and say $200 back and you try and work with it anyway. Submit something awesome and stick with it. Well, this is just a course, Jerry, about how butthurt you are they didn't approve your proposal. The only reason I am is not them, it's me, that I was willing that easily to compromise my value. Now that I've seen that this thing expects you should be on par to get $1,000 a video at the level of subscribers I've got, and here I am fooling around for $200. Here is a look ahead at my fully created campaign here, all the text I put on it. I'll zoom in so you can see this here. I put my product category in other because that's most appropriate for my offering. I got the product URL for my partner program. I uploaded a photo. This is the photo I uploaded. I got it done by my graphic designer, Arit. Beautiful photo. That's the cover of my Facebook group. And it promotes jerrybanfield.com/partner. So I put a professionally designed photo in there. I put this in my about the product or service. It's a mastermind for influencers and online entrepreneurs, offering weekly group calls and exclusive Facebook group for ideas, collaborations, and support. My idea with this is to make it a guaranteed win by just reaching the influencer themselves. Because I have a mastermind group that just happens to be for influencers and online entrepreneurs, just the influencer online entrepreneur seeing this offering in terms of my proposal is really useful. And then if I pay, let's say, imagine I pay an influencer $1,000 to do a review of my program, they might feel inclined to join it and be a part of it and then pay back in membership fees what was paid to promote it and also get a whole lot of value out of it. That said, YouTube might use that as a reason and say, well, you are going to have people join your group in order to review it. Maybe we won't allow that. I imagine if there's products you have to buy or services you need to try in other places, then that might be relevant here. So if you've got a product or service, ideally, if someone can try it out for free, then that could be good. Otherwise, some things are paid. You might need to have the influencer pay for it and give them a free membership. So I'd be willing to give someone a free membership to try it if necessary. But at the same time, that might not be worth it. On my campaign title, as I called it, Influencer Mastermind and Online Entrepreneur Growth Group, because I wanted to get the key thing up front. If you can boil down into just a couple of words, whatever it is you're offering, an influencer mastermind, I put that right at the beginning. Now, according to the guide, they want you to put what countries you're doing up front. But to me, when I'm searching through potential brands to work with, that is annoying when I even click on something. So you can take the YouTube advice on that if you want to. That's what they say to do. On the about your brand, I think this is really important to look at this and to do a good job if you're a brand and as an influencer to consider this ahead of time. I put my brand on here as myself with my years online, video classes, blog posts, YouTube videos, etc. If you're doing something as yourself, this can be just highlighting all the things you've created can be a good way to stand out. Instead of saying blah, 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 generic things, show things with that you can go, people can put their digital hands on and say, oh, I can read a blog post, watch a video, etc. For the campaign goals, this is where you really describe your vision for the campaign. I started off writing, imagining a community where influencers and entrepreneurs connect to guide and support each other during weekly voice calls and a private group. How good does it feel to have a place to share new ideas, get feedback, and depend on for help when challenges come up? I'm imagining how much value this group has for influencers based on the people that are already in it. and who might be interested in joining it. So I wrote this entire first paragraph all straight to the influencer. This is not some generic crap sales pitch that I see on so many of the brand pages, but this is extremely specific as to why it's useful for the influencer. Then I put in a part about me as to the story of how it got created. I say, as the founder of the group, I wanted a mastermind for influencers and a support group. That I wanted this for me as an entrepreneur online, where I could get connected and networked with people to begin with. And then as my business grew, I'd be in a position to collaborate and help others. Therefore, that's the story of, so this is what value does it offer. What's the story of how it got created? And then the simple goal of the campaign is to help more influencers and entrepreneurs join and discover our group. So there we go. I got that very clearly down there. Then I put the listing for the maximum amount of time, 60 days. And that's what I did for my listing. So you've got a complete look at all the stuff I did on my listing in order in terms of the text I wrote, and now I'll go over a few other details for you so that you can fully understand what brands are doing on the other side. If you're an influencer and as a brand, you or a potential advertiser, you can get an idea of the entire process to go through. Thank you very much for finishing this entire video or podcast episode or blog post. I'm honored you've made it to the end, even if you just skipped here. And if you've got this far, I imagine you will love hearing more of what I've got to say, seeing more of the tutorials I make. And the best place to keep up with me, if you want video courses just like this, is to go to Skillshare. You can go straight from my website at jerrybanfield.com. where I've got everything. I've got a bunch of courses here. I've got my podcast for you. And if you want to take the course on Skillshare or any other, you just click on the image here. It'll take you over to the exact course. If you haven't signed up yet, you can get 2 months of Skillshare premium free. Watch all of my courses on Skillshare. And once you pay for it, like I do, it's $96 a year for 25,000 video courses. I love it. It's way better than buying courses individually. I've got peace of mind. I know I can just watch and learn anything I want to. It's awesome. If you'd like to join the partner program, it's at jerrybanfield.com, and then go to under resources. There's a link to partners, or just go to jerrybanfield.com/partners, where you will see that link as well. I've got a Facebook group for influencers and entrepreneurs online. We collaborate, we help each other, we talk about whatever is new. Lots of these Skillshare classes are a function of things I've talked about with my partners. For example, this Airbnb experience creation, you might be able to make hundreds of dollars a week following this course, which came out of talking to one of my partners, another influencer in my groups, doing well with Airbnb experiences. And I thought, hey, I'll look at that and I'll teach that too. So thank you very much for being here. I love you. You're awesome. Thanks for giving me the chance to serve you today. And I imagine we will do this again soon.